Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The winner for Best Picture at the Academy Awards is described as a Cinderella story set at a strip club.
Your parents are gonna kill you.
I love my husband.
You do not know this guy.
We are consenting adults.
Honora is the story of an exotic dancer who elopes and marries the son of a Russian oligarch. Best Director winner Sean Baker says he has been outspoken on his stance on sex workers.
It's our oldest profession, yet it has an incredible unfair stigma applied to it. And what I've been trying to do with my films is sort of chip away at that very unfair stigma.
8 of the 10 movies nominated for Best Picture came away with at least one award last night. Acting awards went to Madison, Adrian Brody, Kieran Culkin, and Zoe Saldana. Crews have been battling wildfires in the Carolinas.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster declared a state of emergency on Sunday in response to more than 175 wildfires. West of Myrtle Beach in the Carolina Woods area, helicopters dumped water as smoke filled the sky and deputies went door to door to warn residents. But by late Sunday afternoon, evacuees were allowed to return. According to the South Carolina Forestry Commission, a 1,600-acre wildfire was still burning uncontained in Horry County. But no structures have been lost or injuries reported. In North Carolina, the U.S. Forest Service says crews are working to get a handle on blazes burning in 4 forests across the state, one about 50 miles east of Charlotte. An evacuation order remains in effect for part of Polk County, North Carolina. I'm Jennifer King.
The Vatican says Pope Francis appears to be overcoming a setback in his recovery from pneumonia. This morning, the 88-year-old pontiff had coffee and breakfast and was undergoing therapy at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. Last night in Washington, there was a fundraiser by the figure skating community for the victims of the mid-air collision outside Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. 28 members of the figure skating community were among those killed. This is AP News. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says he could take government spending out of his agency's reports on the gross domestic product. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
There are growing questions about whether the spending cuts pushed by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, could cause a recession. Speaking on Fox News, Lutnick said he would change GDP to make it transparent. The Commerce Secretary was echoing Musk's arguments made Friday on X that government spending does not create value for the economy. Doing so could potentially complicate or distort a fundamental measure of the U.S. economy's health. Government spending is traditionally included in the GDP because changes in taxes, spending, deficits, and regulations can impact the path of overall growth. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
President Trump delivers the first joint congressional address of his second term Tuesday night at 9 p.m. A number of networks will carry it. The address, also available on streaming platforms and on the Associated Press at apnews.com and its YouTube channel. Michigan Senator Alyssa Slotnick gives the Democrats' response, also televised. And Democratic Congressman Adriano Espaillat gives the Spanish language response, coming days after Trump signed an executive order designating English as the official U.S. language. If you're wondering why Trump is not delivering a State of the Union address, that only comes after the president has been in office for a year. Hundreds of protesters against Vice President J.D. Vance the day after an Oval Office blowout over Ukraine lined roadways Saturday in Vermont, where he's on a family ski vacation. Many held Ukraine support signs, others Palestinian and immigrants' rights signs. Protester Tekla Van Hoven told WCAX Vance needs to
ski Russia because J.D. Vance has no friends in Vermont, but he's got lots of them in Russia, so he should go there for vacation.
There were also protesters on the slope at Sugarbush, where Vance was skiing with his family. The resort says it was not disruptive. A small number of supporters of Vance and President Trump also showed up Saturday with a welcome rally. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. District Court Judge Lauren King ruled Friday in Seattle that a Trump administration plan to pull federal funding from institutions providing gender-affirming care for transgender youth will remain blocked on a long-term basis. King had previously granted a 2-week restraining order, but that expired Friday. Democratic attorneys general in Washington State, Oregon, Minnesota, and now Colorado are suing the Trump administration over the plan. Medicaid programs in some states cover gender-affirming care. 2 Trump executive orders are at issue. One would cut off research and education grants for hospitals and other institutions that provide gender-affirming care for those younger than 19. The other would strip federal money from programs that promote, quote, gender ideology, end quote, such as female genital mutilation. A group made up of U.S. citizens and immigrants has filed suit against the Trump administration to reinstate a legal tool that allows immigrants from unstable countries to temporarily live in the U.S. Humanitarian parole programs have allowed some 875,000 people from Ukraine, Afghanistan, Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela who have legal U.S. residents as sponsors. President Donald Trump has been ending legal pathways for immigrants to come into the U.S. Some of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit filed late Friday are 8 immigrants who came to the U.S. legally before the Trump administration ended what it calls broad abuse of humanitarian parole. They can remain in the U.S. until their parole expires, but the administration has stopped processing their applications for asylum, visas, and other requests that might have allowed them to stay longer. The U.S. Departments of Justice and Homeland Security did not immediately respond to requests for comment about the lawsuit. I'm Donna Warder.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky thanking the American people and leadership while voicing hope for strong relations after an explosive Oval Office meeting with President Trump and VP Vance Friday.
You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having cards. Right now, you don't have
cards.
You're playing cards. You're playing cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III.
After that blowout, Zelensky was shown the door. Then on Fox News Channel's special report with Brett Baer.
I'm very thankful to Americans for all your support. You did a lot. I'm thankful to President Trump.
The Ukrainian president is now in London to meet with European and NATO leaders to shore up support for his country and a path to ending the Russian war. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo shaking up the New York City mayor's race, announcing he's running Saturday, Sunday holding a rally at the Carpenters Union.
We are here because we love New York and we know New York City is in trouble.
He stepped down following sexual harassment allegations from at least 11 women, which he denies. His critics also point to nursing home deaths during COVID. But Cuomo criticizes his opponents and says he's the right candidate out of the crowded Democratic field.
We are here because we know we can turn New York City around.
Cuomo wants more police and tougher action on crime and homelessness. His biggest challenger right now, Mayor Eric Adams, who's trying to get his federal corruption charges dismissed. Actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy Arakawa made Santa Fe their home decades ago. The New Mexico city has a reputation of being a refuge for actors seeking to escape the spotlight. Resident Stuart Ashman befriended Hackman.
When I met him, he was in his 80s, and he was, you know, doing all this physical stuff and acting like, you know, he was going to last forever.
They met on a local museum board and went to the same Pilates studio.
The Pilates teacher would say, Gene, you want to go do your class or you just want to talk to Stuart? So we had lots of nice conversations.
Officials still determining cause of death. Preliminary autopsy results ruled out carbon monoxide. I'm Julie Walker.
R&B singer Angie Stone has been killed in a car crash. Music producer Walter Millsap III tells the Associated Press that the Grammy-nominated artist was heading back to Atlanta from Alabama early Saturday morning when the car she was in flipped over and was hit by a big rig. Millsap says everyone in the car survived except Stone. The singer-songwriter created hits such as No More Rain and Wish I Didn't Miss You. Stone was 63 years old. I'm Donna Water.
Iowa's removing gender identity protections from its civil rights code. Governor Kim Reynolds has signed into law a bill that opponents say will expose transgender people and other Iowans to discrimination. It creates explicit legal definitions of female and male based on someone's reproductive organs at birth, rejecting the idea that a person can transition to another gender. Both the Iowa House and Senate approved the bill on Thursday, even as hundreds of opponents filled the state capitol, chanting slogans and testifying against it. It takes effect July 1st. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is the AP Markets Report. Wall Street closed a dreary February on a brighter note as U.S. stock indexes rallied Friday. The S&P 500 jumped 1.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1.4%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 1.6%. Every major index still closed out the month with a loss. NVIDIA jumped to recover a chunk of its steep loss from Thursday, which helped lift the market. Treasury yields held relatively steady after a report said the rate of inflation eased a bit last month. But the report also said that U.S. consumers cut back on their spending. That's a potentially more dangerous signal when consumers have already said they're worried about tariffs. Damian Troisi, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The defending champion Celtics held off a late Nuggets surge for a 110-103 win in a meeting of two recent title winners. Boston's Jaylen Brown had 22 points and 8 assists.
We made some good plays on defense in order to hold on, so you play good defense, you always get yourself a chance to win.
Grizzlies star Ja Morant has been fined $25,000 by the NBA for throwing a game ball into the stands during Friday's home loss to the Knicks. NFL, the Commanders acquired former All-Pro receiver Deebo Samuel from the 49ers for a fifth-round pick in a weekend trade. NHL, the defending champion Panthers acquired defenseman Seth Jones from the Blackhawks in a weekend swap of their own. And in golf, Joe Highsmith shot 64-64 on the weekend and rallied from a four-shot deficit for a two-shot victory at the Cognizant Classic. Quarterback Matthew Stafford is staying with the Rams under a restructured contract. The Rams announcement ends weeks of speculation about the Super Bowl winner's future. The 37-year-old Stafford had 2 years left on the four-year, $160 million contract extension he signed in 2022, shortly after leading Los Angeles to a championship in his first season with the team. His $27 million salary for the upcoming season was significantly less than the compensation for most quarterbacks of Stafford's stature, and the deal had only $4 million in guaranteed money remaining. Yankees right-hander Luis Gil will have an MRI after the AL Rookie of the Year experienced shoulder tightness during a bullpen session, manager Aaron Boone said. Gil posted a 15-7 record with a 3.50 ERA and 171 strikeouts. Elsewhere, Mets infielder Nick Madrigal's fractured left shoulder could sideline him for the entire 2025 season. Tigers outfielder Matt Vierling will miss the start of the season with a strained rotator cuff, and Phillies slugger Bryce Harper returned to the lineup Friday after being hit on the arm by a pitch. Joel Embiid will miss the rest of the season, with the 76ers saying he is, quote, medically unable to play, end quote, and will focus on treatment and rehabilitation of his left knee. The team said in a statement they would, quote, continue working with Joel to ensure the best path forward for his long-term health and performance. Embiid was already set to miss his 40th game of the season Saturday against the Warriors. Elsewhere, Timberwolves star Anthony Edwards has been suspended one game without pay by the NBA after picking up his 16th technical foul Thursday against the Lakers. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More than 7,000 people from across the world have been held in Mayawady in Myanmar as they await a return home after last week's scam crackdown. 84 Indonesians freed from the scam centers arrived in Indonesia's capital, Jakarta, late Friday, part of the massive repatriation movement. Aid worker Amy Miller, who's based in the Thai town Mae Sot, believes the Thai authorities are doing the best they can, but the sheer number of the workers has been overwhelming.
We're looking at numbers in the thousands. The ability to get them over to Thailand and process them and house them and feed them is would be impossible for most governments.
The 7,000 are just a small part of the hundreds of thousands of people from across Southeast Asia working to commit scams through false romances, bogus investment pitches, and illegal gambling schemes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says his country will provide more arms so that Ukraine can defend itself against Russia.
The UK signed a £2.2 billion loan to provide more military aid to Ukraine, backed not by the British taxpayer, but by the profits from frozen Russian assets. And today I'm announcing a new deal, which allows Ukraine to use £1.6 billion of UK export finance to buy more than 5,000 air defence missiles.
Following Sunday's summit with other European leaders, Starmer said the UK, France and others will work with Ukraine on a plan to stop the fighting and then take that plan to the US so they can all, quote, take it forward together, end quote. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio tells ABC's This Week that peace can only come to Ukraine if Russian President Vladimir Putin is involved in the negotiations. And as European leaders gather in London Sunday to shore up support for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is slamming the idea of European peacekeepers in Ukraine. Lavrov says European peacekeepers in Ukraine would continue to incite Kyiv to rage war against Russia. And he says that just as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was brought to power on bayonets, they'll now want to prop him up with their bayonets in the form of peacekeeping units. But Lavrov says that will mean that the root causes of the conflict in Ukraine will not disappear. I'm Donna Warder.
Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar says they're stopping the entry of all goods and supplies into the Gaza Strip and warning of additional consequences if Hamas doesn't accept what Israel says is a U.S. proposal for a ceasefire extension.
We are ready to negotiate the second phase according to our principles.
The first phase of the fragile deal expired Saturday.
Are you going to give this ceasefire for free without hostages to be released? This is something we will not accept.
Hamas accuses Israel of trying to derail the peace deal and said its decision to cut off aid was cheap extortion, a war crime, and a blatant attack on the existing agreement. The second phase of the deal was to include the release of dozens of remaining hostages in return for Israel's pullout and a lasting ceasefire. I'm Julie Walker.
On this week's AP Religion Roundup, a new report shows a religious decline leveling off, and Ramadan begins for the world's Muslims. The number of Americans who identify as Christians declined steadily for years. AP's Haya Panjwani reports that the trend appears to be slowing down.
That's according to a new survey from the Pew Research Center. Its religious landscape study finds that 62% of U.S. adults call themselves Christians, a level that has remained relatively stable since 2019. The rise of people who don't affiliate with any religion has also reached at least a temporary plateau, with just over a quarter of U.S. adults in that category. By some measures, the U.S. remains overwhelmingly spiritual, with 83% believing in God or a universal spirit, and 86% believing that people have a soul or a spirit. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Muslim worshippers near the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem answer the call to prayer as the sacred month of Ramadan begins. AP's Charles de Ledesma describes the month's religious and economic significance.
Ramadan is a time of increased worship, religious reflection, charity, and good deeds socially. It brings families and friends together in festive gatherings around meals to break the fast. The markets in Cairo, Egypt, are buzzing with shoppers buying decorations, lanterns and food items in the days leading up to the start of Ramadan. Resident Saba Metwali, however, complains about prices when she's out shopping for lanterns, a centerpiece on dining tables in many Egyptian households during the holy month. She says lanterns are more expensive compared to previous years. I want to buy them as gifts for my daughter's children. While in Delhi, India, shopkeeper Mohammed Shakil tells the AP, this market becomes the year's biggest market in the city. All praise to the Almighty. The trade boosts at this time. A lot of people pray in the mosque and then break their fast. I'm Charles Duledesma.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.